Our story begins with a young woman going to college and being the first in her family to do so.
Stockton State, which is now Richard Stockton College of New Jersey. Cry, I didn't know mom for 8 years. She did, because all the parents had to go. They kicked them off campus. But I did go to college with two kids that I knew, Sherry Roots and Brett Boone. So it was kind of nice, because we all went through the EOF program. So it was kind of nice to have a couple people there, you know. And then I had really nice roommates. Second semester sophomore, I went to the dorms, because I was sick of roommates and the whole deal. And I liked the dorm better. The dorm life was good, because like I had a single, because I was a older student moving to the dorm, so I got a single. And so I didn't have to share with anybody. I had my own space and chores or whatever. But that's just like when you're home. And even in an apartment, you got to clean like every day because you can't be dirty. So it really was no real big difference. And the bathrooms were cool. I mean, it was like you wore your shower shoes, but everybody was really clean. Like I don't remember anybody being like, yeah, I don't want to go in there. And it was more racially diverse because a lot of Caucasian students lived in the dorms as well. So it was more diverse than it was in the apartments. In the apartments, usually by court, after you were a freshman, freshman year, you kind of were like, you could pick and choose where you wanted to go. So most of the African-American kids lived in like H court, which was the last court, which was the loudest court, which was always crazy. Like everywhere I was a party, every Friday night, you'd be like, well, you had an H court. It was just like, if you lived in H court, you had to be like on crack because it was like a party there. Every day, it seemed, it's always chaos on H court. And then as you came, and then like G court, and then as you came further up, like A and B were more racially diverse with Caucasians too. So it came to be, you know, but in the dorms, it was mixed. Like dorms were pretty much, you got assigned a dorm, and it was really diverse. So it was a little bit better because a lot of African-American people, Friday night, it just needed to be a lot. I never lived in H court. I stayed in B court.
After learning about the party scene in H court, we went more into the academics.
I really always liked history. Not just African-American history, but just history in general. I really enjoyed learning about different cultures, different people, different perspectives on things. And that's something I enjoyed throughout. Well, definitely African-American culture, because growing up in Sweetsboro, we really didn't get a lot of true, in my opinion, African-American history. We got it's February, it's Black History Month. Let's talk about Roots. Let's talk about Malcolm X. Let's talk about Martin Luther King. But when I got to college, I took African-American studies. It was just definitely more in-depth and a better understanding of the contributions of African-Americans and a lot more about the struggles of African-Americans and not just that glossed upon, you know, there was, you know, civil rights movement. It was a lot more than that. You know, learning about how people were actually treated and killed and brutalized, you know, regardless of their gender, their age, you know, just was amazing to me how people, you know, would torment, you know, little children. Like it was astonishing to learn all that at one time.
Now we get into why. Why exactly did you want to be the first in your family to go to college? What did you want to do?
Social work. I always wanted to help the children. I always felt so bad for kids who just didn't have families or were in bad situations. So I just really thought that I could save the world, but ended up working in corporate America and doing nothing with it. But so was life. The goal was to graduate from Stockton, move to Washington, go to Howard's master's program. But when my mom got ill, it kind of changed the whole dynamic and my whole focus. And there were other things that were more important. So I did those.
Her story continued as she talked about moving to Philadelphia and the interesting things that have happened here.
Because when I grew up, my mom was very fearful of Philadelphia, and she always told me, God rest her soul, that there were crazy people over there, the homeless would get you. It was a very fearful type thing for her. Never. Except for that one time when I saw that man beat that guy on Market Street. One day, I was out on Market Street, minding my business, and this man literally was just beating people as they walked past. So one guy had enough of him and ended up calling the 911.
Where are you? Then there was the story of the Florida road trip, which brought back many fun and funny memories.
We went to Disney World. We took by Shira and her cousins. Road trip. Horrific. It was a road trip. Oh my gosh. We went with my sisters and my niece and nephew and sister's fiance, and It was a time. I will never road trip with them again to Florida.
Memories of music.
Usher, this is my confession. Very, very rocking song. Every station was playing it in every state that we drove through.
Yeah.
We could not escape that song, but Marcus loved it.
And some of the funnier memories.
When that bird pooped on Ilana, and she was terrified of birds the rest of the trip. And we went to the show that had the birds. And your Aunt Sherry was just freaking out, laughing behind her back. Because she was like, oh, Mama, the birds. And your Aunt Sherry was like, it's okay. But then she, like, turned her face and be like, I just laughing hysterically. It was very funny. But the whole deal, that was really good. The kids were good. The adults I could have done without, but the kids were good. Went to New York.
How was that? And when was that?
That was over the Christmas break for New Year's Eve. And it was, like, worse than a jungle with wild freaking monkeys in it. They are the rudest people in America. And I apologize for anybody from New York, because I hope you're very polite. But there are some very rude people in New York. They don't say excuse me to each other. They bump into you and keep getting up. It was just, and the space is so small, and there are like a million people in it. And I understand it was New Year's Eve, but that made no sense either way. Philadelphia is such a nicer place.
And then came the Toys R Us story.
This woman had the audacity brush past me and get in front of me like she was going to just jump in the line like she didn't see me there. When I politely explained to her, I am here, she's going to say, oh, you can go. I know I can go because I'm in the line, but you go because you're in a rush. Rude. Rude people. No home training.
And then one of the biggest boundaries to cross after having a kid for a woman is letting them go to a place like high school.
Very traumatic.
For?
As in most things in my life. For both of us. My trauma was the normal. Will she make friends? Will she cry every day? Will she eat lunch alone? Will she say she hates it? Should I let her make this decision? Because Bashira got into all of her choices, which were Central, Bodine. SLA, Bodine, and Carver. So her father and I had discussed it, although her father, again, just will go along with anything. We discussed it and decided that if, depending on the school she got into, she could make a choice of where she wanted to go. And she more than wanted to go to SLA. So although it had been my dream for all those years, from the time she was 3 years old in Mulberry, that she would ultimately go to Central, and walk those hallowed halls, she did not. She chose to go to SLA, which I'm very happy about today. And I was happy about last year when she was there, because I think SLA is such a better fit for Bashira, although this year she's going Kookaburra. I do think, ultimately, this will be one of the best decisions that Bashira has made and that we've allowed her to make, because SLA is a wonderful school with a great bunch of people. Principal that I love, as he twirls his umbrella as he walks down the street. Damn. Adventure. You never know what's going to happen at any moment. Like right now, we're sitting here calmly doing this interview, and she could pop up and just really put the whole thing in a tailspin.
Don't know.
But it is very nice, though, to be honest, to have a 4-year-old and a 16-year-old, because my 16-year-old doesn't need me nor want me.